Illegal alien protected by sanctuary state Oregon convicted of sexually abusing children. By John Binder on July 23, 2021. An illegal alien, protected by the sanctuary state of Oregon, has been convicted of first-degree child sexual abuse this week after living in the United States for at least a decade. Francisco Javier Hernandez Esteban, a 33-year-old illegal alien from Mexico, was convicted this week in Washington County, Oregon, on 11 counts of first-degree child sexual abuse while more child sexual abuse charges are pending in Clackamas County, Oregon. According to prosecutors, in May 2019, one of the victims told her teacher a man had been sexually abusing her. After the teacher reported the abuse, the Oregon Department of Human Services and the Tualatin Police Department began investigating the abuse. In the midst of the investigation, detectives uncovered that more children had been sexually abused by Hernandez Esteban. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, officials revealed to journalist David Olin Cross that Hernandez Esteban was first encountered by ICE agents in 2011 while he was incarcerated at the Clackamas County Jail. At that time, Hernandez Esteban was placed into ICE custody but later allowed to bail out thanks to a federal immigration judge. Hernandez Esteban then failed to show up for an immigration hearing and was ordered removed in December 2017. In September 2019, ICE agents encountered Hernandez Esteban at the Washington County Jail after he was arrested on child sexual abuse charges. ICE issued a detainer on Hernandez Esteban, asking that the jail hold him until they could take over custody. Instead, Hernandez Esteban was released from jail. In June 2020, the Clackamas County Sheriff's Department arrested Hernandez Esteban on more child sexual abuse charges and has remained in police custody since. ICE has again issued a detainer for Hernandez Esteban. Hernandez Esteban's sentencing hearing is scheduled for August 31. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.